Dinna say that what?
How best, and welcome to Season 5, Episode 17 of the Dinna Say That What podcast. This week, sponsored by Shamina Begum's England Ironesses. Come on, the girls. Joining me as always is road sweeper extraordinaire, currently disgraced former producer Toby Showering. A man so tasty we named him three times. It's producer Wayne Ventura, a.k.a. Big Tasty, a.k.a. Spicy Big Tit. And the inflexible Rob Biles, who actually is the only person who's probably been available every week that we've not been able to record.
Pretty much. However, I do just want to get something off my chest, because a couple of weeks ago I thought I was having a heart attack. Dan did take one for the team, but he was getting his teeth fixed, and then that was cancelled on it. So, but on a serious note, boys, when you lot are ever feeling run down, does weeing become like a real chore? Like, it doesn't come out with any pressure?
That's your prostate, mate. I think they were testing the wrong thing. Here's the thing, right? I don't want to make light of Rob being rushed to hospital with a suspected heart attack and it turning out to just be a fever. But
genuinely what it was.
Rob just had a fever.
We think it's just an infection. All right, brilliant.
It was like fucking anti-vaxxer checklist. Like, oh, he's in his 30s. He's had a heart attack. No. It might be a blood clot. Oh, it's not a blood clot. And then it was just a virus, which the vaccine was there to prevent. So... Nice.
I mean, you can all rest assured that I'll be the first one to have a heart attack.
That greasy pizza tonight. And your doppelganger crossing the road with four of them.
I thought you meant when you saw the price of it.
He didn't fucking pay.
Is it steep?
No, it's only a very light incline to the shop.
Just as well for you, you fat cunt.
What the fuck's going on?
Got him!
Hastily moving on.
I'm surprised you remember how to use the fucking buttons.
Whoever controls the buttons controls the show. That's the...
I thought we were going to play the outro then.
So time for some sly... Not a bumper sly news, luckily. We've got a bumper other shite instead.
Everyone's favourite. Yeah, the worst audio format possible.
We've took everyone's feedback and we've done more of the stuff you don't like and less of the stuff you like.
So, first up on the Sly News, Granny who brought together her family with a woolly jumper that can be worn by all of them at the same time says her family has never been so tight-knit.
Dalai Lama arrested after using public donations for gambling. Apparently he likes to bet.
A joke that definitely works better in written form. Chemist confirms that I'm helping out the listeners. Justice is a dish best served cold, otherwise it would be just water.
I don't think you need to help them out, because if they're not clever enough to get it,
they're not clever enough to get it.
Yeah, you're right.
Darwinism.
Respected newsreader George Alagoya has passed away at the age of 67 following a long battle with cancer. His family are glad that he lived long enough to have his suspicions about Hugh Edwards confirmed.
Fuck.
Now I know what Rob's theme was.
So this next one is the W of E sound.
Yes.
Okay. Idlewise singer. Hang on. Vince Hill.
Sorry, coming a mile and off. Still enjoying it.
Oh, shit, it's a death one. Has passed away at the age of 89. My condolences to Vince and his family. Hope he didn't wince. His family are glad that he's lived long enough to have his suspicions about Hugh Edwards confirmed.
Man sues private clinic after colonoscopy absolutely wrecked him.
Irish-American, is that...
That's a spelling error.
Okay.
What was a sugar reference?
Irish-American Coca-Cola factory worker Carson Ogenic told reporters that... Oh, fucking hell.
Say what I want now.
Told reporters from James Morris's show Arse magazine that he can only be found in certain zero sugar drinks as his boss came around the corner so he couldn't dip his balls in every can.
singer-songwriter Raymond Froggatt has passed away at the age of 81. His family are glad that he lived long enough to have his suspicions about Hugh Edwards confirmed.
Manny bought a book called 1001 Uses for Binary, disappointed there's only 9 entries.
Yeah, you don't think they're clever enough to get the first one.
I'm not here to explain fucking binary to her.
Former footballer Chris Bart Williams passed away at the age of 49. His family glad that he lived long enough to have his suspicions about Hugh Edwards confirmed.
Trevor Francis, Britain's first million-pound footballer, has passed away at the age of 69. Whoa! Bonjour!
Local heavy metal band looking for someone to play lead guitar. Think about it.
Nick's trying to work it out.
Lead is spelt lead.
Just a tut. Former EastEnders character Grant Mitchell will be speaking. We're talking about him. Okay, I'll start again. Former EastEnders character Grant Mitchell will be spending time in Herefordshire this week trying to understand philosophy. ITV will be releasing Ross on Why later in the summer. Very good.
That was the overspill from...
It was, yeah, a bit of a leftover. It was a little crumb from last month.
Show us your crumb.
So what's going on with Hugh Edwards then?
He's in hospital.
Is he?
But like Rob was.
Yeah, but I paid 35 G's to look at a fucking teenage boy's asshole.
No wonder he's depressed.
Or girl, we don't know.
Was that why your ticker was going a bit wild?
Yes. Yeah, I was like, fuck, where am I going to find 35K from?
We've got nobody, to rob Popoff anymore.
Shropshire Star really should have kept it in the locker there. That's on them.
It's all well and good having 35k, but then you've got to find some more to pay off the family when they get wind.
Or you can ask them to film it and Nick will watch the videos.
Brilliant.
Oh!
Remember when Nick's drops were really semi-witty and well thought out? That was a very bad rip-off of Saved by the Bell, followed by Bonjour.
She's giving them what they want.
They're very formulaic, like these Hugh Edwards jokes from the slide.
This is true. What's not formulaic is the title for this feature, which is...
What's it called?
I'll read it verbatim from the Trello.
Please do.
Which was X-rated kids shows, parentheses, let's work on a title... parentheses, maybe. See BBC going into your missus, you cook.
Have suspicions confirmed about.
So this week we're going to have a little think into our deepest, darkest parts of our brain and come up with either show kids' TV shows or characters that can be amended slightly to make them more like the videos that Nick watches rather than the videos that the three dads watch. So that's right, Nick, I'm singling it out for being a Jaffa. He wants them, you know.
They're from Israel.
So I'll kick us off with what spurred this on, and it came from a post-morning baby feed, and then me and Hayley being awake in bed chatting shit.
Lunchtime.
No, so
yeah,
PM, post morning.
I'm going out for post morning tea with my friends.
So, I came up with the character Mayor Cumflinger, who would be in the show Whore Patrol. I think you came up with a
Mayor Goodlay.
Mayor Goodlay. Who, and then there's also. Probably for Nick's benefit and any non-dads who listen.
Come on, you chase.
No, I was thinking Ryder, as fine as it is.
Yeah.
It works. Thinking of things that are living in plain sight, and fine as they are, Blue Peter works as an X-rated. Mm-hmm. And that could be presented by Connie Fuck, Peter Pervert, or Tony Sharp. So take your pick from them. I've got more, but I'll let you boys chime in with any that you've...
Who was the Scottish one who did the porno?
Leslie.
Lorraine Kelly?
John Leslie. Yeah. He don't even change his name. He's wrong.
Wasn't there one during the 90s called Head as well?
No, that was Heart Attack, wasn't it? That was
Shart Attack.
Oh, well, I've got Shart in here based on Smart.
Rip.
Yeah.
He didn't live long enough to have his suspicions about Hugh Edwards confirmed, did he? Poor Mark Spate.
Yeah, I was struggling for jokes, and then like five celebrities died in the past 2 days. And Allagher was like, this just sets up a joke. And then I was like, this sets up five jokes. Sooty and cervical sweep.
Oh, Jesus. That's a very niche blue, isn't it?
Spunk House.
Bob
Spunk House. He went on Kids TV.
That's what the $64 million shot was, or that golden shot one. Got jaundice.
I've gone very 90s niche on this one. Aquila.
Oh, nice. Great. Good. Show.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a niche show, as it was.
Was it about the spaceship?
It was the spaceship in the
garden,
yeah. Fucking it went invisible, so they stuck a blanket over it. So no one could see it.
Invisibility cloak.
To be fair, this is up my sort of street. I love these sort of things. But I completely forgot to do it, so I've only managed to pull 19 together in the last 5 minutes.
A Diggler's dozen.
Yeah. So we've got Transfuckers. Mr. Bean Flicker. My parents are analiens. Jizzadora. The Queef Snows. Tits TV. Bernard Snatch. Number Cox, or you could have Alpha Cox. It's up to you. Show Me Show You as it is. Peter's Rabbit. Big Cock Little Cook. Sleazy Town. Bluey. Pokey Your Mom. Gay Arnold. The Angry Beavers as it is. Count Fuckula. Brum Hole. And the Animals of Feeling Wood.
Nick's attempt at a drop today made me think of Shaved to the Bell.
So. I'm just looking myself here and we've...
At your bell?
Just on the fly.
He was looking down.
Looking past the fly.
Looks a bit swollen.
It's got blood in it.
J. Arthur.
Fuck's sake. Only you call it that, though.
Cow and Choking Chicken.
Similar to that. Scat Dog.
Yeah. Dr. Shitlips. Do you remember him from Rugrats?
That's a great character name for archers. Yeah. Dr. Shitlips is here.
And he can be the mortal enemy of Alan Munro.
How about Dexter's Sex Laboratory?
Sexter's Laboratory,
that's... Cuckle Vision?
Yeah. To me, to you.
To you. I'll watch.
Fuxley Pig?
Oh, that's fucking niche as well.
That's the sound he makes when he's swallowing cum.
From the seagull.
He was a right little cunt as well, that seagull. Rosie and Quim?
I don't even need to change this one, but Tugs.
I think we struggled a little bit with characters, but I did think in Granger we could have had Todd Carty's character. Could have just been Fucker.
We razzed through Kev's, but I especially like Jizzadora.
Jizzadora.
Cow and Choke the Chicken.
Bob did that.
Fucking literally did that joke.
Conferring.
Seamless.
And that's the end of this segment. Once again, Nick pressed the space bar. Fucking useless.
Luckily, we didn't lose too much there. I think we just had a nod to Dan Vaughan, how much he'd enjoy.
We did.
Conferring.
It's a shame he's not with us anymore.
What, on this mortal coil? Or?
No, he could have been producer.
Dan produced, that's an episode in itself 1 week. It's just going to be tons of drops smashed.
The AEW cast.
Yeah, we'll get
Dan can produce it.
Do you remember there was an episode of The Bugle where neither Chris, John or Andy were available, and it was the Producer Chris podcast, and it was literally 15 minutes of drops?
Trigger of the week. Right then, boys, time for a rate and a slate. What are we saying this week?
Got quite a few this week because we've obviously had a month off.
Stacking them up.
Because we've been doing stuff on Tuesdays. because this isn't the most important thing in our lives
anymore.
Kev's got a new job. He's got more important things.
If you need some coke, let me know. Not like that.
So I wanted to rate, like, the first week that we were off, me and Hayley went to watch a filming of Nevermind the Buzzcocks down at Television Centre, which was a good peek behind the curtain. I discovered that they pretty much do a one-take episode, and it's 2.5 hours long, and it gets condensed down to 40 minutes for TV.
Yeah, you find it in the edit.
Yeah, it's, I don't know how, because all of it was funny, so I don't know. It must just be audience reaction that whittles down.
Or stuff that goes through lawyers. That
yeah, like, there will have been some of that.
Not allowed to say that.
Or maybe somebody presses a space bar and they don't get it all on that in the cam.
Like, just turn off all the cameras at the same time.
Kill video.
But yeah, it was good.
Who was on?
I don't actually know if I'm allowed to say.
Well, have you signed an NDA?
No one listens to this.
I think I did when we bought the tickets.
Oh, right.
Or when we got the tickets. Because it hasn't gone out and it's not been announced. So, yeah, I don't actually think I'm allowed to say.
Okay, so off the record.
I like how we'll respect this, but...
Any legal challenges against Dave Smith, we'll happily say. Sorry, Diggler. So, I can tell you that Jamali Maddox was on there. Noel Fielding was on there. Greg Davis,
Daisy May Cooper,
they were all on it. And then there was three panelists.
Oh, it shows how long I've watched it. Like, it was Phil Jupitus.
Phil Jupitus has not been on it for a long time.
And then Mark Lamar.
Mark Lamar was still presenting it.
Is he dead?
Mark Lamar's not dead. He's just his career.
Anstis.
Toby Anstice.
Famously.
He turned his helmet blue.
Toby Anstice is from my neck of the woods, isn't he?
Yeah, named a hall after him and everything. Was Otis Yardvark on?
Yeah.
Because he's just paid $35,000 for pictures of the team. This is the last of his money.
I put the post up on Instagram. We did try and pitch a show to him, but said we needed to have more Phil on the show to fulfil the nonce quota that the BBC are looking for. So it's a hard pass from us.
Something Phil would fail to control if we gave him.
His stool's quite famously soft. Because of all the spunk it's surrounded by.
Elton John's breath.
I have got two more, but...
Go for them.
So... Yeah. Kev and I went and watched Troy Hawk live last week?
A week before.
They fly by, don't they?
Oh, they soon come round.
They soon come round. So yeah, Troy Hawk, if he's playing in your neck of the woods, go and watch him. Very good. I think me and Kev both agreed he's probably one of the best stand ups we've seen. His crowd interaction is second to none. Like, very clever with his heckle retorts, and it's like it's semi bass level, but it's very well hidden. Mm. Like it's cleverly done.
Tom cleverly done.
And then my last one, also a comedian.
Milking it this week.
Comedian that Kev and I have seen recently. He was supporting Angelos Epithemu. He is Eric Rushton, who won the Sean Locke Award this week. So he's got a load of money off Channel 4 and they give him a bump up, so he's...
The publicly funded Channel 4.
Well, yeah, but he's working for him. So,
fair dues.
Keep an eye out for Eric Rushton. We saw him there first, didn't we, Kev?
Yeah, we did. I put a word in to
Bill Bailey.
And then we saw him in the train station after.
We did,
Carrying his own bag.
Just carrying his own bag and his tripod. Carrying his own bag.
There's
comedians out there who are so famous. And
he's not lost touch with reality. He knows the price of a gallon of milk.
So your fucking mate from this week, he doesn't carry his own bag, does he? Old Gervais.
To be fair, Gervais was really good, but he probably still wasn't as good as what Troy Hawk was. That's probably the best comedy you've
ever seen.
He was really good. I think he's only doing that show twice more, isn't he? And then he's going to rebrand it and do the new one in Edinburgh and then take that one on tour. So yeah, look out for that
one. Go and see him again.
We're not endorsing his new show because that might not be good. But we're endorsing his old one. So if you live in Tunbridge Wells and you're listening to this,
go and see it.
What the fuck are you doing with your life?
Do you live in Kettering?
Are you
lot still listening?
Yeah, yeah,
have you now finished school?
That sounds crazy.
Why do you want to know that? Beeps. There we are. Carrying on. Like, nobody will know that's been cut there.
No,
he's had an impromptu visitor.
Nick pressed the space bar there, but he meant to.
It was a good, yeah, it was a deliberate one that we needed.
We could have kept that in.
We
just had to get him to sign the
sign the NDA for the BBC.
Sign the contract.
Yeah. So, rates, Rob? You got any
I've
rates?
Got no rates. No? I've got a slate, but...
Really puts it into perspective when you nearly die of a heart attack fever, doesn't it? Nothing in this world is worth...
good.
Just rate life, Rob.
Yeah, rate not having a heart attack.
It's overrated.
Oh, that's the feature we're missing.
Underrated, overrated.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
There you are.
Underrated, overrated, dying.
Overrated.
Paying 35 grand.
Underrated.
Paying 35 grand.
to find
for a wank.
To find the equivalent of a Google search.
That's the most baffling thing of this, isn't it? I'll help him out in a little while. Don't you worry.
Do you reckon the lad of the hairy arsehole? Because that's you out the room.
I was going to say, we haven't established that yet, have we?
Oh, it's just...
A minor.
Yeah, it's an unconscious bias, isn't it? That if an older man pays someone for photos, it's probably of a younger male. Yeah.
I don't know. Is it? Phil, let us on the postcard.
Yeah. Phil, if you can work out how to text, mate, let us know. Shall we ring him? Yeah, it's a good shout. Wet the wavelength there. So, this isn't Neil or no Neil. Just for this anyone. Like, this isn't my turn if the knob are listening.
You're fucking ringing the knob.
Are you, mate? You're always available at this time. You should just come on the podcast. It'd be a lot easier.
Don't want to smell him.
We've got a question to ask you, but I can't quite remember what the question is. Can someone formulate it for me?
Phil,
is it a given that if an older man pays someone for pictures of their bumhole, the subject of the photo is likely to be a younger male?
I would have thought, yeah.
So if you were asking for pictures of a bumhole, it'd be a younger male, yeah?
No.
So it'd be a girl then. Okay, cheers. So there we have it.
It's a little drops here. Little drops here for Kev there.
Easy. He's fucking easy, 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 easy.
Block his number.
Yeah, I'm just going through WhatsApp now. Make sure he can't message me.
We've established he can't message.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah.
That'll do. So my
say my name. Thanks, Phil.
Mr. Barnett.
So I'm rating this week the booking of Adam Cole and MJF in AEW. So they've put like this tag team tournament on where like it was a blind tag, so you didn't know who your partner was. So I haven't followed it exactly, so I don't know whether it was drawn out of a hat or whatever they did. But Cole and MJF have been feuding recently, but then they drew each other in this tag team competition. And now they're slowly becoming friends. And this week on Dynamite, I think it was, they've merged their music together as well. And it sounds so much better than their individual music. It's brilliant.
Amazing.
So, yeah, they're actually booking some good angles in it. So
look forward to that in
MJF,
in Wembley.
Baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, slates.
I've got one. I'm just going to get mine off the bat straight away. So a lot of comedy podcasts at the minute seem to have an advert on it. Well, at least those that are able to monetize themselves. This advert is annoying as fuck.
Tired of ads crashing your comedy podcast party? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership.
That's reasonable.
Just head to amazon.co.uk/adfreecomedy to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Enjoy thousands of Acast shows ad-free for Prime subscribers. Some shows may have ads.
Without any context as well, people are going to think that we've made it if they just join
Fucking the lads have moved to Acast.
Get on Acast.
But yeah, so that's pretty good, yeah. Ad free shows are good. If you're already a subscriber, you're not having to subscribe to anything extra. Stitch is closing down, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Rip.
No.
But no, Stitches, they're like, they get rid of Rips.
But yeah, ad free podcasting. Some podcasts may still have ads.
I guess that's like if Kev gets sent copy to read, like the one about, what was the sponsor
American
tonight? American, yeah. What was the sponsor tonight?
Shamina Begum's England so INSs.
That's technically an ad. Technically.
I'm sure they wouldn't have paid for that.
I'm not happy with that whatsoever.
But better yeah, not. It is bullshit, isn't it?
Still going, Nick.
So, slates.
Get that fucking finger away.
Any more slates?
I'm slating Octopus EV vehicles. Oh. They told me about 4 weeks ago my vehicle would be here in 2 weeks, and I'm still 2 weeks away. So thanks to Jack and the team. Yeah, they're running out on a fucking one of those like wind-up torches, I think. Trying to transfer the battery across. I've even told them I'll go and pick it up from anywhere in the country if it speeds it up. Fucking dickheads.
That sounds like
it's not going to get any faster if you go somewhere else in the country. It's still limited to the max speed.
That sounds like an opportunity for a roadcast if we all go and pick up Kev's new Tesla.
It'd be a train cast on the way down, potentially, and then a road cast on the way back. On Acast. Your podcast with no adverts.
Ad-free podcast.
A-Train.
Some podcasts may still have adverts. A-Train.
I'm slating Newport Town for never paying for mine and Kev's Prince Albert's.
That's true.
We're on the subject of A-Train.
That's got to be worth, with interest and inflation, that's got to be worth about four.
It's about a back piece, I reckon, now, at this point.
You've got to be mindful of inflation when you've got a fucking Prince Albert.
Absolutely.
Nick speaks from experience.
Weighs it down. It's like fishing weights, isn't it?
That was in it.
Keeps the float down.
Yeah. Got a cock ledger.
Now you can space bar, fuck's sake.
Showship logo.
Hugh Edwards section.
This podcast
he's in
may,
Oxford, you know.
So was this, I.
May contain ads.
Yeah, we have got to the ads, the unpaid ads section.
Ads that we're happy to sponsor.
Yeah,
or to plug.
I'm going to plug very close to the podcast, and I'm definitely. Well, we're definitely not paying ourselves to plug this, but go and check out Dunnerwood Gaming on the socials, primarily. The TikTok and the Insta socials, although I have now set up a YouTube and a Facebook as well. So we're
repatriated.
It. Yeah, Banterismo that was formerly Shower Dads. We've spitballed ideas plenty of times.
Nothing's got off the ground.
This one has started to get off the ground potentially.
We've kind of come up with this concept of if you throw enough shit at the wall, something will stick, and we're on our third shit now.
And this one's been like the monkey with the shit. Like
it's got sweet corn in it and everything, so it's got a good chance of sticking.
Hopefully, we'll find the one with the coffee beans, and then we can get that sweet, sweet money.
Talking of coffee beans.
Give it a rinse to make sure you sieve it.
Sieve it. Okay. We'll put a video of that on.
Yeah, taking a shit and sieving it.
Imagine. That's something Nick could watch.
Teacher Terry.
Gillian McKeith fucking cast.
My favourite episode or video on the Dunnerwood Gaming social so far was lulling a group of six other players into a false sense of security, driving them out of the map and killing them. But there was collateral damage in that. I also killed Kev.
I was looking down at my phone because my task was to distract them by reading facts about the town we were driving around. But the town's completely made up for Call of Duty, so I had to just read facts about the TV show The Boys. And as I was reading them, I realised I was in the gas and I was dead. But then I heard Dan laughing, so...
What did the fella say?
You're just an asshole.
You're happy happy, wasn't they? No. Very happy with it.
Yeah. So I'm Rob. Shall I leave you for a second? Because of I'm sure it's something you boys would plug as well. Wet Cape Pro Wrestling is back.
Whoop!
With Yellow Submission Machine. Friday, September the 8th at Bedford Town FC Eagles Bar.
Something to look forward to for the kids, isn't it? First week back.
That's it.
Get to the end of that week.
Stone Cold ET returns, which is the big news.
Bridge!
Bridge is on the poster. On the Blue Kane, I don't know it.
Blue Kane, that is.
Blue Kane. There's a fucking bear, a flamingo. Matt's got a bow tie on. Sorry, Elijah.
Sexy.
Sexy Elijah's got his sexy bow tie on.
Housewife's favourite is his build.
Is that Seamus?
Do you think we'll see a return of Skillet Club?
I did
enjoy a bit of Skillet Club. A good mid card. Yeah,
it was fantastic.
It turned Nick, a non wrestling fan, into a wrestling fan.
The mid show seminar.
I had a mid show seminar as well.
Classic. Yeah. Nick's a big fan of Big Tall Mia or the Dragon. I don't know. I'm looking forward to our progression as a podcast in that we arrived there bang on time in a golf estate this time last year, and now we're going to be rocking up in a Tesla.
Well, you say that as I refer to the last feature.
It's got anything to do with it,
September, yeah. That'll soon be here. I could still be in a fucking Renault Clio like I was the other week when I picked you up.
We'll hire one. Hire a Tesla.
Yeah.
Let's get that yellow minibus.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Let's get that fucking bottle green minibus.
Let's see if we can fill it and take a fucking load down. To poor, we won't know what's hit it.
Fill it club.
LDV convoy.
It was an LDV. Honestly, it was a fucking bus. It literally was a bus. But it was
like play days, wasn't it? The steering to keep it straight. You're doing this down the motorway.
There was a hole in the floor that was the bottle chute. So you finished your bottle of beer and just yeeted it through this hole onto the motorway beneath.
It was fucking dreadful. All we needed was a fucking condescending scouse bird.
Someone tried to piss out the window.
Not in.
You had to piss out a window when you got a fucking piss hole in the floor.
Well, no, you weren't pissing on that. I was sat over that.
You lie down, didn't you, and just pop it through.
It was so old it had them sliding windows. And he flopped his cock out and couldn't piss because the wind was just
doing all sorts of
straight back door anyway. That's covering the other passengers in.
Wonder if that's still on the road.
It can't be. It was end of its life 10 years ago.
I wish we'd bought it.
We could have probably had a whip round on the bus and got it.
And we probably could have just said, tell you what, we'll wash it and we'll keep it.
We'll take it off your hands. Fuck off, Nick. Jesus Christ. Curry Monday.
No.
Just fucking general bad diet.
Lowest rank in the army.
Leading on nicely. Spoiler alert, with William Baskerville's going to face some pretty turgid movie podcast competition with the upcoming launch of Spoiler Alert with Commandant Lestrude.
Fucking, that was written at the 11th hour. Did you have something else for him? Or?
No.
Oh, fair play.
No, I always come up with a William Baskerville one right at the last minute anyway. And we talked a few times through the show, haven't we, about Hugh Edwards. But if anyone is curious in seeing the images that were sent, visit www.pickhunter.com/tags/BBC.
Bonjour.
Click on it.
Done.
Neil Sedaka time.
Was Neil Diamond on the list?
Yeah, but he's a cunt, isn't he?
Neil Sedaka, because he's been out in the sun. He's got a tan.
Just to keep our eagle-eared listeners up to date, because it has been a little bit of a break in between. Unfortunately, the NOB have decreed that we cannot restart play until the start of a new football season. And they were very, very specific with So we don't know whether it'll be the new football season. But currently sitting top of the table is Nick with no points and no games played. I'm second with no games played and no points. Dan is third with one played and one dubious points to look for debate. And bottom of the table is Kev with one played and no points, thanks to Neil from Shropshire Ground Control. So Dan's just looking at LDV convoys.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like, you obviously mentioning the name and the fact that he runs people over allegedly. Nick's got a good story about not quite running over, but running under, maybe.
Yeah, well, so I was on a business trip with school. And that's exactly as it sounds.
They are just selling double glazing.
I'm here on business. Fucking hell.
Hang on,
business
hang on.
Trip with school.
I was on a trip with my business teacher.
Bear in mind, this is circa 20 years ago for people that don't know Nick.
And we went to a university for some reason. I can't actually remember the reason why. But
an education is lost on the youth.
We'd gone there in the white LDV convoy with all the graphics of our school, and we parked in a multi-story car park, went into the university, did what we were going to do, and then proceeded to exit said multi-story car park, and the teacher took the roof off the minibus. It was fucking free.
Clean off.
Not clean off.
There was a tin of pilchards.
Yeah, it was like crumple back. And it was fucking cold as well.
Band from the
middle of winter as well. It was fucking freezing.
You came back with the fucking roof hanging out?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. And she was an absolute mess as well.
Yeah, but didn't ask how she looked. Which one was it?
I can't remember now.
I can only think of one business teacher from when we were at school, and it's because her name rhymed with Tosser.
She looked like Mick Hucknall. She had like really short.
She's Scottish.
No.
Does she have a ruby on her tooth?
Was she holding back the tears on the way back?
She was. She was a complete mess. She was like just bawling. Balling her eyes out.
What you
balling.
Need to do when you're driving a van in a multi-story car
park is not take the roof off.
No, it's to have your passenger sitting out of the window with hands up to make sure that we're not going to catch. And that's what we did in Northampton, wasn't it?
That was it.
Northampton.
Yeah, played a gig.
It was very tight, that car park.
Incredibly, but we made did it. Not sardine ourselves.
Never once damaged a bus, band bus that we've used, did we?
Even like stupidly large ones that we didn't need.
That stupidly large one that
crew cab long wheelbase that went.
We looked fucking. We looked like we meant business.
Looked like we knew what we were doing, didn't we?
Look at these fucking touring bands coming to play this shit pub where there's no other drummer on the set on the listing.
Entire bill. Class.
So, I say we rack up enough money in the kitty. And buy ourselves an LDV convoy.
At this price, Kev's going to ring them up and try and see what the
make some deliveries in that.
It could, yeah. It'll pay for itself in a couple of weeks.
Motherfuckers. You just lost yourself a customer.
I just stringently put the number in as well.
Talk amongst yourself, listeners. We'll be right back.
Excuse me.
I've got a Gumtree account, so it's okay.
Oh, server error. Fucking banned from this like we were on a Meggle.
There we go.
We're back in the game, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi there. I'm just looking to purchase the LDV convoy van that you've got for sale in Albrighton.
You're calling the wrong person, mate.
Oh, right. Okay. So you haven't got anything for sale? No vans or anything?
No.
Is your name Neil? Oh, I'm not allowed to ask. Sorry, pal. Didn't mean that. Bye-bye. If the knob are listening...
That's going to extend the fucking hiatus.
Is that going to create a ban?
I think Kev might just get his own ban for that.
It wouldn't be the first time. We'll have to go on a Neil awareness course. Or take 3 points. Actually, I'll take the 3 points. I'll put me top.
That's the one. It's got fucking lights on it.
Look at that cunt.
17 seat.
Slow children it should have on the back.
That's it. Oh, what? Look at that.
So you can take Phil's missus out.
Sold.
I've been looking at getting a pickup or a crew cab van. I think I'm going down the wrong angle here. I should get an LDV.
That fucking red one.
That's rad. I'll post the...
That looks like a fucking...
Oh, you can cruise with the door open
bank
as well.
Robber van, that does.
Get one with a sliding front
door.
Yeah,
like you're a fucking DHS driver.
Get some brown slacks. Fucking actually, Nick might have a pair of brown slacks on after the amount of shit.
Yeah, they weren't brown before tonight.
Reply from Phil. I'm not sure what just happened, but I'm certain it's going to be a meme. He wishes.
Does he know what a meme is?
I don't think he does.
No, because we know what he's on the internet looking at.
LDV
fans. More of that later.
Call of Duty activity tonight. You've got my Barack Obama fucking impression. I was well happy with that.
Yeah, I've got that.
We'll get that too. That somewhere better than my Claire Balding. It's been said.
Yeah,
the Claire Balding's there. Cracker.
Ninov, or whatever his name was, he enjoyed it.
He did, yeah.
Russian ambulance, Ninov.
Time for some other shite.
This first one's me, and it's from. A tweet from Josh Trebek.
Is it still called a tweet?
Trebek.
Or is it called an X?
This is an X, and it's from Josh, Canadian name, MD, which I think is managing director or medical doctor, one or the other. And he's at Josh Treb, and then three. Is that an ellipsis?
It is an ellipsis.
No, they're orange and ice cream, aren't they?
And it's a picture of a water dispenser. It's called Simply Pure H2O4U. And he said, all right, hold up now. And then someone else has replied, please under no circumstances drink uranium dioxide peroxide, which must be the chemical symbol H2O4U.
Dioxide peroxide.
Nice. This next one is also me. And this is from the Telford Group.
Yes.
Our good friend... Oh, what's his name? Something Des Parr. Tetram. Councillor Parr.
Oh, yeah.
That cunt.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I still think you're a cunt. So someone had posted something about kids being cunts or something. It's a shame sometimes to say I live in Telford where people, if correct like this exist, want nailing with a heavy-duty bat. To which Sarah McCormick, keep it. Replied, I'm pretty sure it isn't just Telford this happens in. It's becoming more and more common everywhere. Nathan Sinar said, it's true. Just a shame for kids and adults these days. I don't think you need to specify kids and adults if you're going to use both. It's just a shame for everyone these days. Such a scary
Fuck
thought.
Fuck them tweenies.
So, yeah, I enjoyed this guy feeling sorry for kids and adults alike.
You could say Sinar is a saint, couldn't you? But I'm not going to.
This is me. This is a battery made in China. It's lithium ion.
Oh, God.
Attention. Asking usage to specify the charger proceeds to refresh. The attention defends the tide. Strictly forbid the short circuit. Can't close the fire source. The in order to prevent occurrence. Bang. Recyclable.
Barry Scott's written that. You give it away at the end.
Strictly forbid the short circuit was the only semi-comprehensible line in that.
Attention.
Also, bang.
No, this is me again. So I was in a garden centre the other day and saw some candles called Spaz.
This is what I get every time I get a message off Phil. This
classic.
Is classic Spaz.
And his fucking,
oh yeah, I need a copy of this.
His nose drips like a candle as well.
I love how they're rocking the old school price tags as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful. We've got that then.
Set that as his...
send that to him right now.
Set that as his contact photo.
Me again. So the actual names of those banned by the MCC. Bartholomew Frimpton Smythe, Humphrey Wigbert Porter, and Quinton Beckenridge. This is better than winning the Ashes 5-0.
Amazing.
That was a relevant joke.
First
week of cancellation. So from cringy wrestling stuff, JM Castillo posted, therapist, tall Rey Mysterio isn't real. He can't hurt you. Then there's a picture of wrestling impersonators, and it's tall Rey Mysterio saying, Boyaka Boyaka, 6'9".
He's as big as Sho. I love it.
It's got such a creator character vibe, hasn't it? It's brilliant.
Me again. I love how Andrew Tate keeps talking about breaking free of the Matrix when the dude is literally Cypher. He will betray you for a fake stake. Me again. So, it's a sign here, and it's a hotel corridor, and there's rooms 1901 to 1913 to the left, and 1914 to 1918 to the right. And Andrew Cooper, at Hong Kong B.
Keep it.
Says, glad my room is to the left. For some reason, the right side of this hotel floor doesn't sound peaceful.
Kev's already used it.
Me again. A Larn family return a dog to the Dogs Trust as it costs too much to feed it.
Is that Larn or should it have been large?
It might be from a place called Larn. It looks like one of them newspaper articles where they're like, can you do your sad face?
Compo face.
Which is me again. So it's one of them three panel memes. Like, babe, can I ask you a question? And that's the lass. And the fella says, sure, sweetheart, what is it? And she says, why are you with me? And he says, because I love you. And she says, I know, but this is the ladies' toilet and I'm trying to have a shit. It's a good reveal.
This is the most other shit we could have had, because that's absolute fucking horseshit audio, isn't it?
I should have done voices. Two panel Pingu meme here. The doctor puts a finger in your bum. You're at the dentist.
You haven't seen my dentist.
Me again. So this is Noah apologist Niall, at Niall_is_lame.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just started watching wrestling from the beginning. This shit boring as fuck, bro. When does Will Ospreay show up? And he's watching Luthers versus Vern Gagne from possibly the 40s. Right in our wheelhouse, this, boys. Beyond Fest, at Beyond Fest. This alien synopsis from a Hong Kong bootleg DVD needs to be in a museum and guarded as a cultural treasure. Spaceship people get up from sleeping coffin and have eat. Computer woman finds strange noisings on planet and astronauts go to seeing. Astronauts find big elephant man who dead, then find too many egg. Astronaut is possessed by egg demon and new egg demon is come from where eat bad noodle. Seven friends and cat all try to find Egg Demon before spaceship go home, but is hard working. Who will life to escaping? Who is bad milk blood robot? Scream not working because space make death.
Scream not working?
Jesus wept.
Me again? Football funny says Grant Holt's kids have weird names. So Grant Holt, at Grant Holt 31, has put dad of three beautiful girls, coach, pundit, and all-round nice guy.
I think this might have featured before you possibly. Were a contributor. Because Kev, quite famously, had a feud with Grant Holt before.
Marked him off the pitch at Carrow Road.
After he was a footballer, but before he was a wrestler, Kev had a...
I think he turned because of...
Yeah, Kev made him a heel.
And we had a good bath afterwards. Not with him, he wasn't invited.
So this is me. So we've got a photo of Katie Price and a bottle of Daddy's brown sauce. And the caption is, one has been on millions of sausages and the other is just a bottle of sauce.
That looks like pretty well used as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so does and the bottle.
Me again, very attractive news anchor, I assume, from the States. And
like the colorization.
Yeah, when you see it, it can't be unseen. She's got a plunging cock neckline
with a helmet.
With a helmet,
and
his cheese,
and his dribbling pre-cum.
Tonight at 6 p.m.
No stink lines, though.
Oh, she doesn't smell.
So I think this might be where mine start. So here's a picture of Ken from the new film. Ken Barlow.
He's a top shagger, isn't he?
He is. He loves them. So a little bit of a three-panel movie scene. So it's the Red Bird from Harry Potter. Harry, bring me a burger and fries. That's an order. And as everybody will know, that's from Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. Here's a picture of Chris Poulter in his chippy. He had to do a presentation for work, and I did probably about 40% of it. So I thought I'd just jazz it up with a... So he's called this... He told me today he called it in his presentation the crispy cod, which I'm quite annoyed with because our business idea was the crispy chicken. So...
He's done you dirty, man.
I think there might be some litigious.
I'm sure he served us at Rumbles this evening, didn't he?
He better not have been doing the fucking voice.
Chris, you don't need to pull your eyes apart like that.
Or your cheeks. And here we are. A picture of Phil Taylor. So following on from Educated Leta, which has obviously gone downhill, I've gone after Matt Hardy this week, but I didn't realise Matt Hardy's in a massive feud with Jim Cornette at the minute. Yes. About the industry, and that I was listening on the podcast, and I thought, oh shit, I'm sure I like tweeted Matt Hardy the other day and he didn't have the courtesy to get back to me, but now I know why. Because apparently the Young Bucks didn't get their flowers or something, so Jim Cornette called him a fucking idiot.
He deleted.
You fucking smark.
Delete.
So at Matt Hardy Brand, hey Matt, could I get a retweet for my dad Phil? He's been a huge fan of yours for years. Much love. And Phil Taylor here next to a ladder. There was an original post to this, which is, do you remember Matt Hardy? This is him now. But yeah, either way around.
Educating Leta's ex.
Here we are, BBC badge here, blokes bumming children. Let you straight in with that. This is from Jujutsu Kaisen memes. Kaisen means ever improving, by the way, because that's what the Coke Zero motto was for all Kaisen.
Kaisen memes.
Kaisen means. So yeah, Kaisen is like continuous improvement. That's what it means, which basically means Coke Zero is really shit. And it's still really shit, but they're trying hard to make it a little bit less shit.
Well, you've been on your soapbox, I've read.
Yeah.
So, aghast.
So New Yorker building, basically, if you've got one of those Dyson Airblades, it looks like that, really.
Absolutely.
New York is building this U-shaped skyscraper. This is so big that a plane can easily go through it. To which Chris White replied, they already had skyscrapers that planes flew through.
Fucking hell.
Factual.
Either that or they are building the world's largest croquet pitch.
Trust the Tory to fucking spot that, eh? Oh, Nick. Me and my friend Tarquin will play on that.
This is the second picture we used. Oh, it's not liking that. I'm having to pose like he needed to poo as well, so it worked. So yeah, Snapchat proving useful once again.
I love how big his head is.
Although, yeah. He said, oh, is it a bit big? I'm like, well, it is, but it just adds to the comedy effect.
Is it a bit big? The cans don't look oversized at all.
Some fine artwork. Let me know if you need any commissions, boys. You know, Cal Parish, if you're listening. Breaking news, Sam Smith discovered to be long-lost son of Rabsy Nesbitt. Uncanny. A little bit from the Simpsons memes page. Principal Skinner here with as the FA. I am so out of touch for allowing gambling sponsorships to pervade football at all levels in this country. And then a moment realization. No, it's the players with gambling addictions who are wrong. And then Dan's mate.
Is no that context. Who I think it is?
Hey? Who do you think it is? Ramo.
Is it a landscaping?
No. So this is a lad called Owen whose Instagram's been hacked, and he was trying to sell me a get rich quick Bitcoin scheme, but he obviously didn't realise he'd come up against his match because I was able to
pass him on to Kev.
I was able to get sound crypto financial advice from my good friend Kevin, who fed me a load of lines that fried whoever the hacker's brain was. But the best thing about the hack is they've clearly, in some way, managed to convince Owen to read some script to camera so that it looks legitimate. And he's there going, I invested £500 in my money and I've got 5,000 back in my Revel account. And then it...
I don't know what he sounds like.
That's exactly...
But judging by that photo, that's spot on.
Do you want to hear it? Do you want to hear it? Because I want
to
play
it.
It'd
be rude not to.
So while Dan's finding that, he was basically sending messages like, oh, I trade Bitcoin and the mining rewards are brilliant. And they're two completely separate things. You either mine it on your computer or you trade it. You can't mine it to trade. It's and just some of the stuff. I was asking Dan to ask him about his block rewards, which is like what you get for mining it. And I think it just kind of like does not compute.
He said, you don't need to ask about that, okay?
Don't worry your head about that. Just know that it's sorted.
£500 in Bitcoin with using the Smart Expert trading platform and using on my Revolt app. And I got back over £5,000.
I think he meant Revolut as well, not Revolt.
Not Revolt. It's fucking revolting.
Should have revolted.
I just want to know what they've done to get him to film that. Like, have they got his kids or something?
He's got the rest of his moustache.
And send him back a hair at a time. Harvey Price here, the son of a former glamour model, Katie Price, has set a world record for the longest drawing of a train.
Challenge accepted, isn't it, boys?
Yeah, I think that's one we can beat.
What's she had done to her nose?
Cocked.
Oh, this was topical at the time.
Yeah, so this is a couple of weeks out of date now. So I was really happy about this because I built this live. This was my first ever live meme I created right at the moment. So thanks to Chris at the Peterborough Herald.
Crispy Cod.
We won at the Crispy Cod. We won some tickets to go to the Grand Prix, and we were on
the Grand Prix.
I think it was.
Brooklyn's,
so,
you were.
Yeah, so it's the end of a straight, the corner was, as you tend to find on racetracks. And as I was looking up the straight...
Wellington Straight, is it?
Brooklands is near Wellington, so that's about right. There's a spa shop and everything, isn't there? And Brooklands Chippy. I think you're right, to be fair. Yeah. Oh, no, Brooklands.
Yeah, you come out of Beckett's along Wellington into Brooklands.
That's it, and then Dot Hill after that. And then, so, I'm looking up the road. I'm like, car on fire there? And it's like fucking bellowing out. And they're like, oh, one of the Hass is on fire. And I was like, oh, he burnt Hass. And I'm like, oh, he's a Swiss footballer. So, pulled this meme together in a minute. I was happy with that.
It's been a minute. How many likes did he get?
I can't remember. Probably about two.
He needed some good F1 hashtags, I reckon.
Yeah.
Knowing the circle, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to get your target.
Yeah, that's it. They're too busy watching fucking numbered socks fly around a tumble dryer. It's about as much fun. Oh, look, there's a car. See you again in a minute and a half.
So you enjoyed
and then
it,
you watch
yeah?
it on the telly. Oh, it was interesting. Like, I didn't realise how big the cars were. Like, they look fucking like little zippy things on telly, but they're like little mini planes when you see them. But I just like seeing all the old cars. Like the Williams
red
Renault.
Ones, the red ones.
Did they?
Yeah, there's a couple of red ones.
Did they run any of the old F1 cars around the track at any point?
Yeah.
So you got to hear proper sounding ones then, not,
yeah.
not the current generation of.
They had like the little green one that looks like a bullet with like four pram wheels on.
Lotus.
Yeah. They had one of them out as well. That was chugging along, doing a job.
I remember seeing the. Was it? Probably would have been Alonso era Renault. Donington Park, and it sounded fucking nuts. And they had one that was parked under a gazebo, hooked up to a computer, and it played classical music via the engine. That was fucking clever.
I'm getting a car, does that? but we won't use it for that classical. We'll just be playing drops
and farts.
Oh, bonjour. And shouting out the town, like, oh, dickhead.
Watch this space for more Tannoy related. We'll probably have another social media
ban.
Well, I was thinking another social media platform at some point. That'll be like,
don't know what game, and it'll be on the way down by then. So
yeah,
we'll like
change
Tesla,
the name to
Tesla abusing.
Don't know what Tesla, the fifth presenter of the podcast.
No, because I'll go fucking sentient, and we won't need any presenters.
Perfect.
Nick will still have to produce. Oh, fuck.
There is a beat producer in the Tesla, so you can make music from the car. Shit, but makes you think, doesn't it?
It does make you think.
Oh, if that had fucking poppy, you'd be thinking.
Space bar on my keyboard doesn't matter, Nick. It's all right. Just puts a space on the Trello. That's it then. We're back for now. Holiday season's coming up, though, so we'll probably be off again.
Yeah.
Another break incoming.
We've got at most 3 weeks before I'm off, so.
Didn't I say that what?
Yeah, there's nothing here for you this week, boys. You fuck off.
Fucking get out of it. Click on Don't Know What Gaming.
Go and do some.